Veterans Day came and went a week ago, but efforts to help veterans ease back into society go on every day. Mobility can be among the issues people face when they leave the military and return to civilian life. Rogue Valley Transportation District, which provides local bus service in the greater Medford-Ashland area, offers something called the Go Vets program. The name lays out the intention pretty clearly. Let's get some details on how the Go Vets program works and details on an award the program recently won. Two guests with us from RVTD. Paige West is the senior planner for the organization, sitting here in the studio with me. Paige, good to see you.
Good morning.
And Brian Simpson is with us as well. He's the veterans travel trainer, attired in a Go Vets polo shirt. Brian, thanks for wearing your job today.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So tell us about the creation of the program and how long it's been going on. Were you there, Paige, when it started?
Yes, we did have some ideas about the Go Vets program all the way back to 2015, really. We had some efforts by the Federal Transit Administration, who's our primary funding partner, to help veterans across the nation be able to reintegrate back into their communities, and in partnership with the Veterans Administration, also try to navigate transportation options in communities. And they picked us out of about 20 communities way back then to help them with that effort. But some of the procedures that they were currently using didn't seem quite effective enough for us. So we did something a little bit different in 2018 with an individualized marketing program, or basically a more specialized one-on-one travel training program where we go to veterans and we ask them more on a individual basis what resources they need to use transit, to bicycle more, to carpool, and then help them until they feel like they can use those transportation options independently.
Brian Simpson, you're a veteran yourself, is that right?
Yes, sir.
From which branch of the service?
I was in the Navy. Now I'm in the Army National Guard here in Oregon.
Okay. That must be an interesting discussion among groups of friends between Army and Navy National, or Navy and Army National Guard.
Oh, yeah. It's a conversation starter with most veterans.
I can imagine. So when you got out, what were some of the issues that you faced as far as things like mobility, for example?
I was pretty lucky and blessed. I've always had, you know, easy mobility with my own cars and motorcycles and such, but I have a lot of friends that didn't. I see those guys get out, they don't really have anything. Because when you get out of the military, you turn all your gear in and you're on your own now.
You used every day is just not there anymore.
Right. Mm-hmm. You don't have that, those people to call on, that easy access to work where you can sleep 100 feet away from where you work. So seeing these guys get out, not have any mode of transportation, a lot of the guys at the VA that I know they're in a transitional period in their life where they get sent here to Southern Oregon to go through a type of rehab, and they don't have any friends, family, or mode of transportation here, and they don't know the different services offered here in Southern Oregon.
So Paige Townsend, was that one of the reasons that the Rogue Valley Transportation District ended up, as you said, one of 20 places that got to start a veterans-friendly program, partly because of the fact that there is a VA facility, the Southern Oregon Rehabilitation Center and Clinics in White City?
Yeah, so we applied for it and were considered as one of the best places to help with this type of a program. The VA, certainly that being cited here, but also studies have found that when veterans are looking for a place to relocate when they come back, they tend to go to a small urban area, not the big cities. They know that they want to go to a place that has VA services and programs, so you need to find a smaller urban, not a rural area, to find that. But then they don't want to go into a large metropolitan area with the hustle and the bustle that could have some ramifications on their, you know, behavior disorders that they might be dealing with. So this was kind of a great pilot place, along with some of the other communities around the country, to help veterans with their mobility. And we did see some successes, certainly with people that are local, some veterans that are local here. But I think most of the veterans that we had engaged in the program that happened over the summer that we'll talk about is were people that are at the VA that were coming here, as Brian said, because they were being treated for certain things. And so they came here to the White City VA for that.
We are talking about the Go Vets program of the Rogue Valley Transportation District, RVTD. Paige West is senior planner at RVTD. Brian Simpson is the veterans travel trainer. You can join the conversation on the exchange. If you may have many questions about the program and how it works, give us a call on the exchange at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And so what are some of the things? First of all, I want to establish, Brian Simpson, this is not just for disabled vets. It's for any vets, right?
No, this is for any veteran. Mm-hmm. Any veteran that is in the area that uses transportation could sign up for this program, and they would get the same treatment as a disabled veteran.
And so what were some of the facets of it? What were some of the things as a travel trainer, what kinds of things were you training people in?
I was training people where the buses go, letting them know different veteran resources in the area. Part of this program, as Paige said, we had the individualized marketing program. So we were handing out kits, and these kits had information about transit. So we thought it would be important to put a map in there for veterans to know what resources were in the area and how to get to these resources. So we had all the veteran resources on this map, showed them where they were, what bus route to take. And if people needed more information, they would contact me and I would take them on the bus, show them how to ride the bus. If they had any disabilities, like if they were in a mobility device, I would show them how to get onto the bus, have the bus notify the bus driver, and the bus driver would help them strap their chair down so they didn't get hurt on the transit. Because that was a big thing for people is, I'm in a mobility device, I'm in a wheelchair, I can't ride a bus. Well, they don't realize that we actually offer those services.
Are all the buses lift equipped, or just some of them, or how's that distributed?
All of the buses are lift equipped, so they all have the ability to hold at least one mobility device, strapped down and secured with a seatbelt for the passenger.
And as you look over the needs of vets versus what RVTD offers, I mean, this is it's a Monday through Saturday program. With no buses on Sundays. I notice there are two routes that serve the VA facility in White City, but were you finding some things through the program that didn't quite match the needs of vets that give you food for thought for future plans?
Well, we did hear that there are interest in going to services on Memorial Day, which we don't have service on Memorial Day, and Independence Day, we don't have service on that day either. So when we're looking at the types of activities that will help veterans reengage in the community, which was a major part of this program, was to get them out in the community, feeling comfortable being around what they call civilians, which is us, the regular public. And from what, we learned, and I learned from Brian, I've learned a tremendous amount from Brian, him being a veteran and the program participants, is that we can be a little intimidating, the general public. We behave differently. We have the luxury of being very free and not
regimented, in other words.
Yes, and so I think the veterans, they come back and they really do have a hard time feeling comfortable around us. And so that was part of the intent of the program, was to get them out in the community doing events. And so we held a barbecue, we had them go to a baseball game, and really tried to bring them together as a group so they felt comfortable, but then take that group out into community events and public events.
So, Brian, were you seeing some things once you got hired that might not have been considered? Nobody was looking at this through veterans' eyes, in other words, as the Go Vets program was being set up?
Well, there was a couple of things that, Adam and me and Paige all talked about.
Adam Gomez at RVTD.
Mm-hmm. We all talked about, what the program was headed towards. They had another person that they were consulting with that was a veteran, and they all did a really good job on putting this program together. When I came on, I was just going out to hand out the go kits that people were ordering, meet with them, explain the different options that RVTD offered, different ways to get around, different modes of transportation. And that was my job, was to be that veteran liaison that they can ask questions to, feel comfortable with, so they can get the information that they needed. So when I came on, there wasn't really anything that I noticed needed to change. What was beneficial for me was when we put on the events, I was there so I knew all these people that showed up to the events because I handed them their go kit the weeks prior. So it was nice. So they had that extra comfort with talking to me and showing up to these events.
Nice to see the people coming back after right. giving them their go kits. We're talking about the Go Vets program of RVTD, the Rogue Valley Transportation District. Brian Simpson is the veterans travel trainer. Paige West is senior planner for RVTD. You can join the conversation on the exchange. Questions, comments, ideas about how a program might work in your community. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. I see that veterans, four veterans, played a part in developing the training. Can you tell us about them, Brian?
Being a veteran that is able to understand the some of the issues that they might be facing, and also just that immediacy of feeling like you have a comrade, a friend that is able to understand where they're coming from. That was part of our main goal.
So I'd never heard it called Veterans for Veterans.
I was cribbing off your website, but go ahead.
So with that ideology, veterans feel a lot more comfortable talking to other veterans. So what we did with this program the year prior to actually starting it was go to the different veteran resources, contact all them, find out what the veterans need in the area was. And that's why RVTD hired me, was because I am a veteran. So going out and talking to them, I could relate to them. They could relate to me. It was a little bit easier for them to open up and get the information they needed.
Do you have any figures on how many vets have been using the GoVets program in its first year and what the split is about VA versus non-VA vets?
The VA versus non-VA vets, I'm not certain. I know we had a very good amount come from the VA. The overall, we were close to 400 veterans that we helped throughout this program so far.
Well, it's a couple of busloads of people. That must have been a nice surprise, I would think, Paige.
It was. That was a large group during the summer program. So in the summer of 2018, we had what we call the individualized marketing portion of this program. But we've had the program in place since the fall of 2016. And we did a soft rollout where we were trying to understand some of the barriers to using transit and bicycling. So we had a Pedals for Patriots program. And then we also started doing some travel training on site at the VA. But what makes this program really unique for a transit agency and for someone who is often looked to reduce car trips and what we call single occupant vehicles and vehicle miles traveled, et cetera, we're kind of charged with, as a transit agency, with doing those types of efforts in our community. But what we found and what we knew was that the veterans that were coming to our area, and even some that are here, especially those with mobility devices and challenges with using a vehicle, is that most of the people in the program did not have a car, did not have access to transportation. So they're homebound. They're not getting to their medical appointments. They're not going to see the VA programs and services that they might deserve with the service that they provided our country. And so they're at a huge disadvantage. And so the main goal really was to get them back into society, reintegrate them, but also provide them with the resources that they needed to get to the VA, to get to the hospital, and to get to the VA programs in the community. So most of what we saw in the program results were increases in getting to medical appointments, getting to employment, getting to social events and recreation out of the entire 400 participants. So we did a baseline survey and then a post-survey to see how far we were able to succeed in that.
And you actually won an award for the GoVets program at RVTD,
is
that right?
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, so we won the Transportation Options Program of the Year Award, and it was...
From whom? Who awards that?
The Transportation Options Group of Oregon, which is a nonprofit group of about 40 practitioners, TO, what we call transportation options practitioners, and they recognize an agency or an individual each year. We won it this year, and it was because of the uniqueness of the program. We were pitted up against programs all across the state, Eugene, Portland, Salem, et cetera. And this was I think the what's really encouraging and going to be fun to see in the future years is that the lessons that we've learned about working with veterans are going to be shared with other communities, so that if you're a travel trainer in a class and you're working for Lane Transit District in Eugene and you find out that you have maybe an older veteran in your class, we hope that we can provide that travel trainer with some skills and knowledge about how to work with that veteran that might be different than what they were already doing, and have that success all across the state and all across the country with reintegrating veterans in communities.
So, Brian Simpson, was there a playbook to go to? I mean, did you have other people who were veteran travel trainers that you could go to, or did you kind of have to invent this as you went along?
I kind of had to invent this as I went along, which was neat. I mean, you get to see a program start from the beginning and build up and see the success of the program and all the little things that you could have done a little bit different, but kind of glad you didn't because you got to learn that lesson, you know? So it was my favorite part of the program was going out and meeting each one of the veterans and talking to them and seeing what they needed, you know, getting to see what the veterans in the area actually needed.
So each one of these 400, you got a face-to-face meeting with?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
That was one of our claim to fame in the program was we go out and we do a warm handoff mm-hmm. of this go kit, and we get to ask each veteran if they needed anything, if there was anything that was on that list that we didn't have that they needed, and ask them if they had any other questions about transportation.
All right, just a couple seconds left. I want people to know where they can get a hold of if they're hearing about GoVets for the first time and want to take part in it. Do you have a phone number you can give us in addition to the website?
Yeah, so our main line is 779-5821, and then our web address is rvtd.org. You can find information at both of those locations.
So it's 541-779-5821 or rvtd.org?
Yes.
I kind of slurred that, rvtd.org. Okay. Paige West is senior planner at RVTD, the Rogue Valley Transportation Business District. Sorry. Wow, just slurring everything here. Brian Simpson is the veterans travel trainer for RVTD and therefore the person who does most of the work in the GoVets program, which, as you heard, won an award for Transportation Options Program of the Year. Thank you both for joining us on
Thanks
The Exchange.
Thanks for having us.